volunteers to chair the meeting?
I propose that Bob chairs the meeting.
As the deputy mayor, okay.
Yeah, I second that.
Yes, and we all agree. Agreement.
It's 9 o'clock, so we'll start, shall we?
Yes.
It's a meeting of the Community and Assets and Facilities Committee at 9 o'clock on the 7th of May. Apologies for absence.
Apologies from Councillor Boylan, Councillor Williams, Councillor Webster, and Councillor Powlin.
And Powlin, yeah.
Okay.
We have to a vote to accept that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's always difficult when it's a working day, isn't it? Yes.
Yep.
We're all in favour of that.
Agreed.
Yep.
Declarations of interest, anybody?
None for me.
No, I don't think I have either. Minutes of the meeting on the 25th of February. Oh, goodness me, that's a short meeting, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Not much to read here, is there?
Well, yes, that was all about the trees.
It was about the trees, wasn't it?
And we also deferred an item that was now going to be on this. Yes, I propose that we accept those minutes.
I second that.
All in favour?
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, to agree to obtain a quote for a tree specialist to assess the trees adjacent to the tennis court and court to tennis court three, and to include remedial works to start the encroachment on the court surface. This has been brought to our attention several times.
Yeah.
We own these courts, yep. They're our courts, and the tree roots are spreading underneath and they're beginning to push it up.
Push the surface up.
So we do need to protect the surface, but we also have a safety issue as well, trip hazards and so forth.
Okay.
So isn't this one fairly straightforward? We haven't got any quotes, but do we agree to
obtain quotes for it? Yes.
Quotes, yes.
So I've got a proposal.
I'll propose it.
Seconded?
Yeah.
All in favour?
Agreed.
Well, that was quick, wasn't it?
Will we get three quotes, or will we?
Well, I doubt if we will get three quotes. People don't really want a quote.
I know.
Well, endeavour to get
three. We'll endeavour to get three quotes.
Okay.
To obtain a quote for the internal and external painting of Fairhaven toilets.
And we've got photographs.
And we've got photographs.
Yeah.
We should take this in conjunction with the next item, really, which is the windows, isn't it?
It looks a bit.
I didn't realise it looked that bad. Might be good.
It looks far worse in these photographs. When you're going into it, you don't notice the windows.
Don't do that.
Because are they higher up?
They're quite high up. Yeah.
Because I see the toilet cistern pipe goes across the front of one of the windows.
That's interesting, Nigel. Where was it last time? What's the history?
Oh, well, they're critter windows, aren't they?
Oh, that's the windows. Yeah, the windows, are original, aren't they?
They're the original windows. So they would have been put in, 20s, 30s or something?
30s or after, I'd say.
Yeah, something like that.
But repainting?
No.
Are they repainted?
Oh, well, if we come on to when they were repainted, they weren't done all that long ago, but of course they had so much moisture in there that it's peeled all the paint off and it's a terrible state, really.
It's a damp.
Yeah, it's a damper screen.
And so, of course, it needs to be dry before it's painted, I suppose, but I don't know the state.
Well, the doors are open now. The windows are always open anyway.
The windows rusted open forever, aren't they?
But they're going to be
corroded open.
These toilets are going to be well used in the summer.
They are well used.
So we do need to get our act together, don't we?
Well, there's no doubt they need painting. There's no question about that.
I mean, of course, that's aesthetic rather than.
Which is just an aesthetic. Yeah. It has been suggested we put up the laminate panels, which are much easier to clean, but that's quite a big expensive job, really. I keep thinking we ought to change those urinals for waterless ones.
Okay.
But the urinals are actually quite nice. They're quite
Well, I don't know what's behind.
They're heritage ones.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
And it's almost a shame to get rid of them.
Mm.
And that watering system, the cistern above, is very well sought after. I'm amazed it hasn't been stolen by now because it's quite valuable.
Yeah, I know what you mean exactly.
Yeah,
I know.
It's weird, isn't it? So.
Okay, so what we got, the proposal on here though is to for the painting and for the windows. So
yeah,
painting the windows. Well, I think we could take the painting first, couldn't we? As a given, really. Externally, the front doesn't need painting because it's that composite board, so that doesn't need doing.
Yeah.
So it's only the back and the two sides.
Mm.
We could get a quote for that, couldn't we? And inside, well, it's all going to have to be rubbed down and cleaned off. And
this will all come out.
Could it be nice to crack
open
with it?
For the whole of the outside.
Yeah, well, there's the two sides and the back. The front you can't do anything with because it's got the composite board on it.
Yes.
So it's a quote for internal and external.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a given.
Yeah.
Has anyone been in them recently?
No.
Well, I don't think we replaced them.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
You looked at the skylights.
No.
No. Well, if you look at the skylights, they need to be boarded around the sides of them because it's a mess.
Mm.
So we also need a carpenter to board the two skylights, not to cover them in, of course, but just to board around them because it's all exposed.
That's just a carpenter, or would it be done in wood or UPVC?
Well, I don't know.
UPVC would last then.
Yeah, it would last better.
Anyway, yes.
I mean, Gary might be able to do it either, mightn't he?
Yeah, possibly.
But we've also got the ceiling to replace. That's not been replaced, has it? It's still exposed. It's all open to the rafters.
Okay, so what? I can't remember. I remember something being said about that before. I see. Now it's got the flat roof on it, hasn't it? So what are you looking at?
Well, you're looking right up to the rafters and the roof itself now.
So, okay, so it was just a
It just needs a ceiling put in it, which is a very simple job, and plastered. But that all needs to be done before we paint, of course.
Yeah.
With only one ground staff, I don't think they can cope with that. So we probably need to get a quote. Well, actually, I'm sure we could do it under your delegated powers, to be honest. It can't be more than £500. Can it?
I don't know.
Yes. To board the ceiling and the gents. And plaster. So we've got to do that first.
Okay.
And the same people might be able to do the...
I don't know. I think it would come to more than that. Recently, when we had water leak in my dad's house, and we had a plasterer come to look at the ceiling, and it was considerably more than that.
I've always told my son he doesn't charge enough.
Yeah.
He'd probably do it for £250. But we can't suggest him, so...
Do you mind if I take this for call? Or should I just cancel it? It's my wife, if you don't mind. Sorry.
So I think the order is probably to get the ceiling done first, get it plastered.
Can we still agree to get a quote? So we agree to go to get a quote,
The same time, Owen, but when I was looking at the houses for the other committee, I went into this cork shop and I went into the middle cubicle and I couldn't get out. I literally closed the gate, door behind me, and I'm literally... And I thought myself, well, if someone gets in now and they've got a bad signal, they're stuck in now. And it's in the middle cubicle, it was just needed to shave, a thin line shaved off the sides of it because.
Well, they might have, in those days, I don't know how long ago that was, they might have swollen because of all the wet coming in from the.
Yeah, it was only a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
I went in there to cut a shoulder and I've gone in the middle one. Of all the ones to pick, I've gone in the one and I just couldn't get out. So I literally had to put my foot against the door and literally kick it open.
Somebody would panic in that situation, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would do.
Kick it open where it pulls inwards, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I'm on about. I thought myself, how are you going to kick it open? You can't kick it open.
No, you can't kick it open.
So you've got to pull it towards you.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling like anything to get the door open. And I thought, somebody else gets stuck in there, like a pinch, they can't get out.
No, exactly. Could you make a note for Gary to have a look at that? In the gents, a middle cubicle.
Yeah. Because when I say this come up today on today's meeting, I thought I'd better mention that just to be on.
That's a routine thing, really. Just mention it to Kirsty.
Yeah, it went completely out of my head. I was so busy doing other things at the time, and I thought, I'd better mention that. It went straight out of my head. Yeah. So I thought,
well, if you get Gary to have a look at that.
But we're clear about the order.
Yeah, the order. So yeah. Gary can look at that. That's a separate issue. We'll get the ceiling and the plastering done, and the infills put in around these two skylights to finish those off. So that's the first job.
Yeah.
Once we've done that, then we can get a quote for the painting.
I think that I'll ask Carol if she can get a preliminary quote, but I have a feeling that you won't be able to do it under my dedicated power, so it's going to be more than that, in which case it'll probably then he's going to have to go back on an agenda.
Well, once we've got the quote, yes, we'll get a quote first.
Yeah.
I won't ask my son to quote. So we've got a course of action there, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
Okay. That should make those look a lot better.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, they're quite important.
They are. When they were closed during COVID because the rain was coming in and everything else, the huge demand for them. It's ridiculous. We've just agreed, Nigel, between ourselves, that there's a problem with one of the doors, apparently, so Gary's going to have a quick look at that because it seems to be sticking.
Well, a cubicle door.
Yeah, a cubicle door. We'll get a quote for the ceiling.
Yes, whatever.
And plaster, and to infill around the skylights.
Yes.
And then we'll get a quote for the painting internally and externally.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be plastered, does it? It could be boarded.
Well, they'll board it, but if it's not plastered, it doesn't look quite right, does it? Because you get all the joins showing. And,
it's, plastering the cost.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, as I said, I keep telling you some of the other charges.
We had two or three out. It was just because it was high up, because now they have to get a scaffold in it, they're not allowed to just use ladders in certain places. So then the cost escalates.
Yeah, I think some plasterers see us coming.
I've got a proposal.
All in favour? And the windows. Well, they provide ventilation because during the winter month everything is shut. So we need ventilation in there. So the fact that they're rusted open is actually quite useful.
Yes.
It's
aesthetic again. It's not.
I have no idea what it would cost to replace those windows.
How many are there?
Well, I should say there was about 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 possibly there. 8, so 16 in total.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
And they might even be bespoke, mightn't they?
They will be bespoke, but that's like every new PV. Because we're going to, well, first of all, we won't replace them with like for like, will we?
No.
That costs tens of thousands. Mm. But so if we're going to replace them, if we are going to replace them with new PVC windows, plastic windows.
Mm.
So, get a quote for it. They won't be overly expensive, but there's quite a few of them.
Yeah, but they will have to be fitted with vents.
Yes, trickle vents.
Trickle vents.
And maintenance will be good because they'll be PVC.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Well,
they won't need painting. Just need washing. But I don't know. I can't guess. They probably only 300 quid each, but there's quite a few of them.
Well, 16 of them.
There's fitting. So it will come to.
Well, you can get a discount for being so many.
it might be 2.5 grand, mightn't it, or something like that.
Then
we might have to decide whether it's really worth it.
Well, we'll get a quote.
See whether it's worth it.
Yes, I think it would be more than that. I think it would be more like 5 for the quote.
They'd probably have to be specially made. But
all UPVC windows are, there's very few houses with the same size openings.
So there's no harm in getting a quote, is there?
No harm in getting a quote at all.
So PVC windows with trickle vents fitted.
Okay.
got a proposer?
Well, I'll propose that.
Seconder?
I'll do it.
All in favour?
Yeah.
I mean, like for like, really, with we want an opening on them as well, don't we?
Mm.
Or can
we just get away with trickle vents?
I don't know.
I guess whoever comes round to look at the windows.
I mean, if they're opening, they'll cost a lot more, won't
they? They will cost more, but yeah, you're right. If we're looking for fixed panes with trickle vents, they will be cheaper, yeah. If that's out of
context. And if they're all open, there should be fair drafts coming in, shouldn't there?
Yeah,
I would have.
If I've got trickle vents in all mine, I don't have to close them up because it's so bloody cold in
the
winter.
Because the wind blows.
The wind blows.
Yeah, well, I think that's standard now anyway, when they always have the ventilation. But yes, they need to have.
You can get them without, can't you? But
yeah, I don't think that's recommended anymore.
No.
For
trickle vents in them.
Okay.
2612 to agree a quote for remedial works on the urinals in Coast Road. At a cost of £705.
This was to
Coast Road facilities, take out urinals, check the traps, remove waste pipe, reinstall pipe working compression fittings, reinstall existing urinals.
Is it obviously they leak or something, do they? Or
apparently so, yeah. That doesn't actually seem a particularly high price to me.
I know, that's what I was about to say.
Mm.
I mean, that's quite a modest amount, isn't it?
Yeah. JRJR, they want to dig the roof at Fairhaven, are they? Now, these are waterless urinals, and they should be fitted. Excuse me, they should be fitted with a special filter, but they weren't.
Okay.
So I'm wondering whether, when they're doing this, whether we can investigate whether filters can be put in.
Mm. So what's this, a filter on the, obviously on the output? Cause they
on the output, yeah. Yeah, it's to keep it fresh, I think, and they need to be replaced every 12 months. But it may be that they can't be fitted because they're simply not the right
size
or something.
Whatever, yeah.
But apparently they do need doing, so they need doing, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
£705, not the end of the world, is it really?
No.
Well,
now again.
And there's only four of them, but even so,
yeah,
doesn't seem too bad to me.
No.
So I'd like to propose that we accept this. With the additional proviso that they investigate whether we can get a filter for them just to fit waterless urinals.
Yeah.
And if they don't know what it means, then we might have to look further.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what it means.
I second that one.
Yeah.
So you want to investigate if we can get a...
Yeah, we'll accept the quote, but just to investigate whether they can also fit the waterless urinal filter.
How do they work anyway?
Well, I don't know, but Danfo fitted them. There's one fitted in at Willoughby,
mm-hmm.
And they fitted them also in Coast Road. But whether we know they're in there or not, and whether we've ever changed them, is another matter entirely. but I think Paula puts a bucket down them anyway. Every evening, just to wash them through. Otherwise,
waterless urinal cartridges. Yeah. Yes.
Waterless urinal cartridges.
I guess that's the filter we're talking about.
Yeah.
Cartridge. That's the cartridge that fits into it. Obviously, that I just found. So you have a cartridge that's changed every so often.
Yeah. What's the purpose of it, does it say?
No, it's just a vendor of them. Increasingly domestic and industrial demand for even more efficient. No, I have to look further to find out what the actual purpose is. But yeah, this is the cartridges that are used in that filter. Looks like it goes just in the drain.
In the drain, is it?
Immediately under, immediately on the bottom of the drain.
Yeah. Make it a lot easier to change, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, well, okay, that's...
We can investigate it.
We'll investigate that.
We'll investigate that.
So, you're proposing, who's seconding?
John seconded. Okay. You all in favour?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, accessible toilet. Review the accessible toilet survey report and agree on any actions.
This is when you asked if I could go back and find some more information.
Yeah, I got the original.
We were actually required to do as council.
But that's a, if you don't mind me saying so, that's a Google AI, isn't it?
Yeah, but I've also spoken to...
It doesn't really give us...
It doesn't, because it doesn't actually...
It says bay everywhere.
But I went on the SLC website and the ALC about our responsibilities.
Yeah.
Again, it says the same, that
yeah.
we have, at the end, you expected to make sure that they're accessible and safe for everyone, but it doesn't actually stipulate...
Yes, because the law says that, not just councils, but every business or whatever who provides toilets needs to make reasonable endeavours to make them disabled accessible. But when you go on what's reasonable, that can only be tested by a court. So there's not going to be anywhere that tells you exactly what you've got to do. So we have to decide, I think, ourselves, what we can do within reasonable bounds without incurring too much cost, basically.
How has this arisen as an agenda item?
Somebody went to... Some of the accessible toilets, or disabled toilets, were highlighted that we weren't compliant with.
Okay.
So we asked somebody to have a look, to do a general
report,
what they perceive is what we could do. He was saying that the two toilets that are opposite and close to changing places, that rather than going to try and make them accessible for disabled, to take away the disabled signs and point them to the changing places toilet, change it into where the accessible toilet is, change it into maybe a changing places or an extra toilet, but it's not... we don't have to make it so that it's accessible. There are other toilets, I think there are three or four toilets on the island, aren't they, that are disabled. So it's not just Fairhaven. There are, there's a library toilet.
Coast Road's got one.
Library's got one.
Yeah, the Coast Road one was upgraded about 3 years ago, I think it was, by Danfo.
Okay.
Now, they do toilets, that's all they do. So they thought it was compliant 3 years ago. So that shouldn't need any work.
And
I know this report
one,
from
and
the
change in places. So I think there are enough, personally, that's just my opinion, disabled toilets on the island. I think we would just have one.
Yeah.
It's slightly different. So it's whether you want to go to the cost of upgrading, making your toilets.
Well, the legal requirements are that if it's built after 2010, it has to comply to certain building regulations, which have, you know, wide cubicles and grab rails, and the sinks have to be at a certain height, and the toilet has to be at a certain height. But all our facilities were, well, apart from the changing places, which complies anyway, were built prior to that, so we are required to make reasonable alterations to make them accessible to disabled people, but there's no definition of what a reasonable is.
No.
So if we make some alterations, that could be...
The other thing that this prompts with me, and forgive me for raising this, is our questions about our adherence to the Equality Act.
Well, this is
generally,
yeah,
in terms of the council's responsibility for everything.
No, it's exactly the same.
Yeah,
the Equality Act, exactly what the Equality Act says is to make reasonable endeavours to accommodate disabled, so as not to put them at a severe disadvantage to able-bodied people. So it's all...
So access, for example, for this building, we've got modifications.
Yes.
Which would apply, wouldn't we?
Well, someone would come along and say... You aren't making it accessible to blind people because there's no braille sign on the front.
Well,
So it's because disability is not just someone in a wheelchair. It's all sort of the other things
as well.
So yes, we sort of try and, that when we can make reasonable adjustments, we probably are required, should do, but
yeah.
We don't need to make any big adjustments like knocking down cubicles and completely.
I think this building's fine because we put the ramp in, that was advised.
Oh, that's right.
The toilet here is an accessible toilet
with
the wide door and everything else.
Access to this room is fine.
Access to this room is fine. So I think this building.
And we've got a hearing loop, haven't we? Have we?
We have got one. I think,
but I don't know whether.
That's a good point.
No, there is one in here.
Yeah, I know there is because I've seen it written, but I've not known anyone who uses it.
Well, Dave Bragg used to.
Yes, he did.
So let's go back to individual toilets then. Coast Road. Well, in my view, Danfo did that a few years ago. These regs might have changed, I don't know. But
they haven't. I've had a look, and as I said, the building regs 2010 do apply if you're building a new building. But for existing buildings, it's the Equality Act that applies, which requires you to make reasonable adjustments, which aren't defined.
Okay.
And they can only be... That can be determined by a court. Only a court can determine what's reasonable. But I did take the liberty of using Google again to ask for a checklist of what parish councils should do to make their toilets reasonably do to make their toilets accessible. And there's some sort of suggestions here. Things like signage, are there clear high contrast signs, e.g. black on white or dark blue on yellow with tactile or braille characters? Pathways, is the route from the car park or pavement level, firm and slip resistant with no steps? These are common sense ones. Door width, well, we know that some of the doors won't be wide enough. Door width has to be between 800 to 800. 25 millimetres.
Well, Coast Road will be fine.
Doesn't have to be, but...
Coast Road will certainly be fine. Will it be fine?
This is a new one on me. Door operation. Can the door be opened with a closed fist, i.e. using a lever handle with a force not exceeding 20 newtons? So that's someone pushed down on the handle. Mm. But as long as all the handles are lever type, that's all right.
Same as in here.
Yeah. Does the door swing outwards? If it opens inwards, is there enough space to avoid trapping a user who has fallen? I don't know which way the door's open.
Well, this one opens in the right direction. Coast Road?
I think most cubicles open inwards, don't they?
Yeah, but not accessible ones.
Mm.
But we don't know, do we? Now, we've got a consultant as a councillor, for goodness sake. Why don't we go round with Sophie and have her check it out?
Mm.
Have what, Joanne?
Sophie.
Sophie.
Mm.
No?
Well, I'm not saying yes or no. I don't. It all depends what she's looking for.
She's going to say they're not successful, so we know that already. If that's what the... I think what he was trying to say is the two toilets are opposite... the changing places, so rather than trying to make them accessible,
But our debate is, do we have to make them accessible?
We don't, which is what we're saying, we don't have to.
The suggestion
was that rather than trying to make them accessible, you take off the sign saying they're disabled toilets and you point them in the direction of changing places.
Does it actually say, there is a sign saying disabled toilet on there, isn't
it? I think so.
And their radar key and everything else.
Well, the Fairhaven and...
Yeah, will it be? Well, Fairhaven, they are not disabled toilets.
No. Mm.
They are ambient toilets, and that's all they are. They don't pretend to be disabled toilets. Mm. They are not disabled toilets. Yeah, and the sign doesn't say disabled toilets down there. They said Willoughby's got disabled toilets.
Okay.
So if you get Fairhaven, Fairhaven's irrelevant.
Yeah, well, rather than trying to make all the upgrades to make it accessible, is that you had to advertise it as an accessible toilet.
What we're saying is, do we need to do anything?
No, I see what you're saying.
So if we point them in the right direction...
Yes, I think obviously Fairhaven
Does it cover it?
a sign saying nearest fully disabled facility that way to
and if you look at the changing places, there is a sign that I've had it put up that points to the two toilets and says disabled toilet is Willoughby. It doesn't say Fairhaven. Fairhaven are not disabled toilets.
Okay. Yeah. And they're close enough together, I think, to not...
And there's that reasonable to say, as you said, the law is a vast suspicion coming from the judge, so doing that, does that make it like we covered ourselves?
Yes.
Well, as I was saying to Nigel when we were coming in, we had Paula Moore as a councillor 10 years ago, whatever it was, and she's got a disabled daughter. And she went into Willoughby, and we worked on her suggestions to improve them, and she thought they were fine. Not perfect, but they weren't new. I mean, they've been
so
there.
So your suggestion is just to leave them as they are?
Yes.
Rather, okay, fair point.
Unless there's any
real
reasonable adjustment we can make, we think.
Yeah.
And we can point to this discussion today that we've actually undertaken a review, and that's the decisions which we've
made. I did say to Nigel coming in that in Willoughby, no paper towel dispenser or hand dryer within the cubicle.
Yeah.
That's a bit odd, that is. We could easily do something there, couldn't we? Well, I don't want to put a 20,000 or whatever, a £2,000 wall gate in there, but we could put something in there, couldn't we? Towel paper dispenser? Well, it doesn't actually. Under Fairhaven, it says Willoughby inspection identical in both WC. So they haven't highlighted Willoughby, but they're talking about Willoughby, aren't they?
Oh, that's the previous one.
No paper towel dispenser. Yes, I'm looking at the previous one.
Yeah. But there's no sink within the cubicle, is there?
No, what, sorry?
You're saying there's no paper towel dispenser.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Within the cubicle, but also there's no basin anyway, is there?
Well, sink too high, so there must be.
Oh, okay. Mm. So if there is a sink, yes,
there needs to be a paper
towel and soap next to the sink, otherwise it's pointless, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. So if it's not there, it does need to be there. Isn't it?
That's one action we can certainly
take.
Yes. Willoughby toilets, two toilets in there, there's ladies and the gents. We should put a towel paper dispenser in there. So have a word with Paula to see what's the best thing to do. We don't want a hand dryer in there. We could put one, I suppose. But a paper towel dispenser and a bin seems reasonable, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, apart from possible vandalism.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, stick a shovel
down the toilet.
Well, it's only accessible in theory by a radar key. Well, it is only accessible by a radar key, but people take radar keys, don't they? I've got one in the back of the car. But they've got radar keys on them.
Okay.
But I think that's a quick fix, isn't it?
Yes.
That one. So let's go back to Coast Road. Base and height incorrect. Understand that
there is no incorrect height because it's not a building built after 2010, is it? Or is it? I don't know.
It's
been
1970 it was put in there.
Yeah, so it's not an incorrect height. It's
it's not the recommended height.
It's
now.
Not the recommended height. So there's a bit of semantics there. So we don't have to change it, but if it was easily changeable.
But it would need a new basin, wouldn't it?
Yes, obviously, Well, I suppose it depends.
And I don't know what sort of taps they've got, but aren't they meant to be taps you move with your elbows or something now?
I don't know.
Taps?
Yeah, I think they are, because they're ones people have got disabled hands that can't turn it, so it's moving with them.
Well, yes.
But once you start doing that,
yeah.
You want a surprise eye slam or everything.
Right.
And they won't get shut off, will they? So.
Well, there'd have to be some sort of device to,
like
you have in public toilets. Ideally, ones with a sensor, so you put your hands underneath and water runs, and then you take it out and it stops.
Which is what we've got with wall gates, of course.
Yeah.
And that's why the wall gates were put in, because
you
can't leave taps running and all the rest of it.
We haven't had any, as far as I'm aware, any complaints from anyone who's used the facilities to say they're not adequate.
No, there were complaints about Coast Road, and that's why they were changed. So I think my recommendation would be just to leave Coast Road where it is. They were refitted 3 years ago, whatever it was, by Danfo, who are specialists in toilets. The library, incorrect tap on basin. Secondary rail, missing vertical mirror too high. No visible alarm cord, but that has been changed. There's no visible alarm cord in there.
That was
toilet height incorrect. No rails by vertical mirror. What do people think?
Again, it's the same.
Well, it's just a matter of, well, do we want to do it or do we
do
not want to do it?
I don't think you see it as a priority.
I don't see it as a priority. You got, as you say, you got the alarm cord bit fixed. There's a basin there. No one's said anything about.
I think we'd had some complaints from someone who said, well, that it's not accessible, that they can't use the facility.
We've had a complaint.
No, we haven't.
I mean, I looked on the web and you can buy accessible toilet packs, which includes the toilet, the basin, the taps and
the rails,
the grab
rails
for about £700 from the usual high street or whatever building, you know, places, but then you've got fitting, so you know, we could buy new toilets, etc., etc., but let's say, do we feel we need to do so at the moment?
Well, we've not done anything in the library toilets, well, not in the disabled one ever. I've got £2,000 in the budget, which I think initially was put in for the library toilets. So in the absence of any complaints, I wonder whether there's really a problem.
And these toilets are really well used, so we would get complaints, wouldn't we?
You'd think so,
if there was a problem. Oh, I don't know.
Unless people think that the library aren't.
I think we should keep our money. Just because we've got it in the budget.
Doesn't really mean we have to spend it, does it?
No.
We might leave it later on for something else. Okay, well, we'll leave it. It is in the budget, so if we get a complaint and we think it's justified,
we
spend it on the line. Why don't
we something along the lines that we agree that no further action at this time, unless, pending,
Under continuous review.
Under continuous review,
that's a good idea.
That's a good one. Yeah.
We'll do that, shall we?
I'd say Victorian plumbing, for instance, you know, you can get a, I don't know if you can see that, but a complete pack with all the rails and the sinking, and that's £700, but then.
It's like you're taking a photograph of the toilet in next year.
£700 for that, but then of course you've got the, you know, it probably come to £3,000 by the time you get it all fitted. Yeah.
Mm.
Because you'd probably end up having to do the floors and everything.
Well, yes, and then they might find there's not enough room.
Well, we won't have enough room in the cubicles, but at least we have the toilets at the right height. And the basins.
Once you start moving one thing, then you'd find that.
Well, you'd have to probably get rid of, I don't know what it's like, because I've not ever been in any of these toilets, despite living here 10 years, but. You'd probably end up having to demolish another cubicle or make two into one or something to get it in the right size.
Shall we run with the under continuous review?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes,
Minister.
Okay,
so have a proposal?
I'm happy to propose that.
Yeah.
Second for it. Nigel, all in favour?
Yeah.
Fairhaven, I'm looking at this report, the original report we've got on Fairhaven, totally non-compliant. Well, we know that. But we don't advertise them as disabled toilets. There's an ambient toilet, which has got grab rails on it, in both the gents and the ladies. So the fact they're non-compliant is irrelevant because we don't show them as disabled toilets.
Although I don't know if you can actually say that they're not disabled toilets, because you have a duty to make reasonable adjustments to all public accessible facilities. But it depends on the reasonable bit, that's all. That's
I think
they're
being reasonable by having a changing places facility.
Yes. No, I totally agree. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
But I don't think we can say they're not intended to be disabled toilets, if you see what I mean.
Well, there's no sign up saying that they're disabled. They've got a big step going in. We'd have to change everything in there.
Yeah.
We'd have to take a cubicle out. And
I don't think that's a reasonable.
I wouldn't have thought so. Not when they've got changing places 100 metres away.
No, okay. As I say, the reasonable bit is the bit that's open to interpretation.
Yeah.
Then comes Willoughby. Well, I think we've decided on Willoughby that we run with what we've got, unless we get complaints. But we will put a towel dispenser in each of them and a bin.
So in Willoughby, where are the towels now then?
Willoughby have got Wallgate units.
Oh, okay.
They've got two Wallgate units in the ladies.
Oh, okay. So they're not in the cubicles.
They're not in the cubicles, but there's two Wallgates in the ladies and one in the gents. And I can't for the life of me remember what's in the... Because I don't use them, of course, disabled ones.
So Willoughby has Post Road, Library and Fair Haven. Well, there isn't any further action this time, but I'll continue to view. And Willoughby's is the same, but... We're
going to
be adding a towel dispenser in a bin.
Yeah, in the ladies and in the gents. And we'll keep it all under continuous review.
Yes.
Are we going to write back to the guy that actually raised this? No,
I don't think anyone raised it, did they?
No, it came through Carol, who contacted someone regarding having to look at them unofficially to see whether... they needed upgrading. Maybe something previously that had been.
So there's.
But I haven't received anything from any member.
No, that's fine.
It's
just a general
duty.
Kind of
a supplier or someone who was asked to do some work in the toilets and came back and said,
"Okay,
do you know that?"
All right.
Just a passing comment, though.
Well, not so much a passing comment, but he made a list of things which. But of course, we aren't necessarily obliged to do those things.
No, we're not. No, but
this fellow signed
it, and we said it's under further review. We're not
saying
that we're not going to do anything about it.
Okay.
He also suggests here. I also suggest just advertising the Willoughby block as having parent and child changing facilities, as they already laid out at this function.
Okay.
Well, but if you look at the sign outside, it says there's changing facilities for child changing
facilities.
Already
there, is it? Yeah.
They're already there, and the same at Coast Road. And I had it put in because I think that's important, and they're in the men's and in the ladies.
Yeah.
So. I use public toilets all over the place, being the age I am. And I think ours are much higher standard than the vast majority of them. I mean, some of them brand new are lovely, but...
And we don't charge.
And we don't charge.
And I'm impressed by how many we've got.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of...
Yeah, two on the Esplanade.
Yeah.
We've got three on the Esplanade.
Yeah, that's right.
Places.
I know.
I've used them all the time when I'm out about doing things, but I don't exactly study them, because you don't. You go in until
you
basically just come out.
You and off you go.
Yeah.
There was talk that the gents' cubicle in at Coast Road needed some work done to it. Has anything come of that? No. Well, that's not a disabled issue, is it? But
I don't know. I don't remember what that was about.
No. But I think we just, as if and when we get complaints, then we just deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you voted for.
To agree to obtain quotes for polish and new graphics for the West Mersey work vehicle.
Yeah.
This is something that Gary had requested.
Yes, I believe it was just to believe that it didn't, portray the right image, and we could polish it up a bit and put a nice graphic on it to highlight that West Mersey Town Council are actually there doing something and not just some.
It has been pointed out to me that the vehicle's quite old.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hardly a wonderful advert, is it?
Although I've got to say that's another thing, because I said that right at the beginning when I, several years ago when I joined the council. We're paying so much a month on a lease for it, and it's really, a worthless vehicle, isn't it?
It is, and we're still paying that.
Yes. Right. So, but of course, to get anything to replace it, we'd have to spend tens of thousands of pounds.
And it works at the moment.
Well, it does, yeah, it's fine. There's nothing mechanically unsound with it.
A couple of years ago, Carl got a couple of electric buggies in so that the staff, the ground staff, would have a vehicle each, so they wouldn't have to go around in pairs all the time. And they'd be electric, of course. But that was all poo-pooed.
Did they try them or not?
Yeah, they did not. Oh, okay. So we didn't do that. But the vehicle goes, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's just rather strange that we're paying so much per month on a lease for it, when really...
I don't know when the lease is up. It must be up at some point, surely.
Well, that's what I don't understand, because it's a very old vehicle.
Yeah.
Normally a lease would be 3 years or something.
You could make a separate note to see when that lease is up. They don't run indefinitely, do they, leases?
No, not normally. I don't understand. No.
How much?
I didn't even know it was on a lease, to be honest. I thought we just bought it, put a label on the front.
It's the maintenance.
No, we have got a lease on this. I think it's £500 a year or something.
Is it a year?
Is it really?
Something like that.
Only a year.
I can't remember exactly what
but
it is.
But I mean, that's another thing that's not actually on this agenda, but we may be able to make inquiries of, buying out the lease. If it's £500 to buy the vehicle, that's the end of it. Because that's all it's worth.
So I know it's not an agenda item, Kirsty, but there's no point in greeting up a new signage on a vehicle that we're going to perhaps scrap.
Okay. I don't know. It may be worth
it. Do you want to defer this item?
Yeah, I think
it's
looked
into it more.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, it's not going to cost much to do.
No, so we could just get a quote for doing
just get
it.
A quote.
UPV sign or what? A sign that's, I don't know what they're made of. Just sticks on. Doesn't
got me. When you see
from one of the places down the coast.
Yeah. When you see the other side in the field, you got a what's the hell on that side? And you've got to squeak to see what the thing is.
It doesn't show up, does it?
No, I mean, I don't think that. A sign for the vehicle would be overly expensive.
Or something, sure.
Yeah,
a sign writer could do it, couldn't they? I don't know.
Well, they'd be a plastic
design or whatever.
Transfer thing.
Does it matter, though, that it is displayed as a truck, does it?
Well, I don't know. Some people may think that if you do see it and it looks scruffy and the signage on it is not very nice, it doesn't reflect well on the council. But I don't know.
Somebody may say, well, bloody hell,
They're not wasting money on new vehicles.
It's just being one person would say, it's a scruffy look for the council, another person would say, it's a waste of money. You can't win, can you?
You can't. It's like talking bins.
Yeah.
I like talking bins. What do you mean?
Well, that's what I mean. They're divided. Some people like them, some people say, well.
I still get kids screaming. You can hear kids screaming as they put their rubbish in.
Yeah, I noticed a comment on Facebook about it today or yesterday.
Mm. Well, someone's noticing them. It's good.
Yeah, I know.
And I like the one that's in the Sea View car park, which is the first one we put in. It says, cool dude.
No, I like them as well. But
I keep opening it until such time as it comes around.
I heard and I thought, why?
So we are going to get a quote.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any harm in getting a quote.
Yeah, we'll get a quote for it, yeah. But we should investigate when this lease runs out. Yeah. And should we?
Like it never runs out.
It does sound like it, but it is.
So have we got a proposal?
We've got a proposal. I have to second it.
Sounds like the Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll just get a quote.
Maybe cut down a quick one or something like that. The two of them, one for each door.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
How it works.
Ain't one on the bonnet, is it?
No.
No.
Well, we can have as many as we like. Yeah, but, but probably each side, yeah.
Well, I'm glad someone's put this on the agenda, that item 26.15, yeah. To consider and agree a no-cut month for May.
I asked, or Teresa asked Gary, his opinion on this one, and he said that there are areas on the islands that don't get have an ant cut anyway. The boundaries around Raymead, the boundaries of Glebe 1 and 2, and the SSI on Coast Road. Mm-hmm. He said that the areas that are cut, in his opinion, and probably mine, because we're down to one groundsman, that if we don't move forward with the cuts as they are, we're going to fall away. We'll leave it for a month. And then the grass grows significantly.
Yes,
it's going to be very difficult to do catch up.
Mm. Well, we did have a no-mow May about 3 years ago, or whatever it was. And the Legion Field, which is the most important one because it's full of wildflowers, looked absolutely beautiful. Do you remember it? No, you weren't here then.
No, I wasn't
here. Absolutely beautiful. It was all purples and yellows. It was absolutely beautiful. And then the boys came to cut it in June. Oh my goodness me, you think World War III had broken out. Oh, it's busted our machine. Oh, the mass, come on. Well, why don't you raise the blades? So, oh, God. You know.
Okay.
It doesn't sound much. It's changed all that much, but it sounds
Well, I can see the no-mow May thing sort of came round with, like, principal councils with not mowing the roadside verges, etc., which is fine because they're not used for anything else. But obviously we've got the glebe, which needs to be cut.
That's got to be cut, anyway. There's no question.
And the Legion Field, well, I don't know much about that. How often do we cut that anyway?
Well, it's always in good nick. I mean, it's... I don't know.
I mean, it's not used as a playing surface, but it's a general amenity area.
So it says here that the areas that have only cut ants are the pathways, all the felled view is left to grow and gets cut once a year. Around the edge of the boundaries, a Willoughby car park left to grow cut once a year. The area that only has an annual cut in Coast Road between the Monkey Steps and the Memorial Garden. There's another area... Sea view, seaward side of the hedge line in Broom Hills. The wildlife and biodiversity in St Peter's and St Paul's is left. The town boundary is left. He thinks we're doing enough biodiversity in the area with all those areas that we're not cutting. That was just his just reasoning, which I can see that with one groundsman, if you leave it, and if we don't have another one, potentially line up.
I do know there's a plant that's in Raymead that Gary pointed out to me, and he says, if you let that grow, that's as dangerous as Chinese knotweed. It literally will strangle everything in his sight. And he's showing me, it's from the rhubarb family. One little seed drops, you'll get about 1,000 plants out of one little seed. And it grows like wildfire. One when it gets.
So that's not so much mowing, is it? That we're talking about no mow, which is grass area.
But the practical thing is, we've got one. Groundsman at the moment.
I tend to agree with what you said, because I think the no-mow was for bits of grassland that aren't used as amenity areas, basically.
Which we have a lot of already.
Yeah.
You have a lot, yeah.
I think Colchester have stopped it as well, haven't they now? They were very keen on it, weren't they?
It was a national thing, wasn't it? National campaign.
There was.
I mean, it's fine. I can see it's fine for roadside verges and that, because they're not used for any other purpose, but that's aesthetic. But
okay.
I don't know, Mike. I think that I'd say that we haven't got any areas suitable to be left unmown in May if they already are mown regularly.
Yeah.
That's a practical solution, isn't it?
And we could make this standing item for a year to actually look at, depending on the circumstances which we've got. But not this year.
If it's a problem to cut it, and it was the last time, I know I made a lot of it.
Effectively, so it's only the Legion Field anyway. We're talking.
The Legion Field looks lovely when it's not mowed. Looks beautiful.
It's a good point, Bob.
But currently, that's
mowed every month?
Yeah.
Every month, I would think.
Monthly.
Mm. How come I'm a clock by it?
And we've got to cut Willoughby anyway because it's a car park and you
yes.
can't have long grass.
It's a car park area, yeah. But the edges aren't cut.
So the edges aren't cut. Okay.
No.
I don't know.
We've got branches every day breaking in the woods anyway. That one I sent you to.
So we don't action this no cut month.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know about the Legion Field, I must admit. I can't. If the groundsman's saying that it will cause more work for him when the next month, and to get it back to the condition that it normally is in, I can go with that. But I don't know if that's really
fair
or not.
But it's a on balance decision, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about no action, not to action this one at present, but to review again next year when there's four rounds.
The other kind of thing that I think of is if you don't cut that, you're still getting the drug that is coming on now, and if they can chuck their drugs in, it just gets hidden in there, and people walk over, tread on it, that kind of stuff. I will still see about 60 70 syringes laying around there.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, that's really, okay.
Gas canisters.
So I propose that we have already, we've considered it, and we're not agreeing to a no-cut month for May, but we'll review in future years.
I see an adult going to the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay. An adult sitting here.
We've got a seconder for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All in favour?
Yeah.
Okay. So who seconded? Did you second that?
Well, that's the end of the meeting. I think meeting closed.
It is.
Big agenda Monday, haven't we?
Got
loads of quotes on it.
Huge.
It's got 33 attachments.
Mm. Mm.
31, was it?
33.
Quotes. There's quotes. Bring your bait. There was like six quotes, because one for accessible, one for non-accessible trampolines. So six there. And then you get on to Broom Hills. I mean, not Broom Hills, the coast of Bath.
I think War and Peace is smaller.
Yeah.
Yes,
there's
three.
Chair that meeting
last time. Serious stuff, really, on that agenda.
Yeah, that's an evening meeting.